I'm going to attempt. Well, let's see. Math or English? What do I want to do here first? Let me do the vocabulary. Because as much as I run my big mouth on the radio every day, I do not have a large vocabulary. I stick to the easy words. I have a tough enough time.
Me too.
I have a tough enough time with the overall English language that, trying to sometimes incorporate the multi-syllable words and their meanings and such just doesn't work. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with this word, but I must say it's the first time I've ever come across this word, and I just love this word, and I have to find a way now to incorporate it at some point into the morning team show. This has to do with a story talking about how the publishers of John Bolton's book, you know, The Room Where It Happened,
yeah,
which it's now available, you know, to buy, but they're having a problem where some portions of the book are popping up online as PDF documents, so people are getting it for free. And, you know, they're not happy. And so it says here the publishers are working to rid the internet of those pirated copies. And here's how it's described. The publishers of John Bolton's book say they are working assiduously. Assiduously.
Yeah, it's one you don't use every day,
well,
isn't it?
Well, no. I thought, well, that's a cool word. Assiduously. I had no idea. You know, like I said, I'm.
Can you spell it?
Yes. Assiduously. Assiduously. And it means with great care and perseverance.
You sure
he didn't get an extra U in there?
No, he had it exactly right.
Okay, all right.
Well, you see, I knew there'd be
because
a person.
I'm surrounded by three computers and it didn't take long.
I love it. I love that word. Yeah, great care and perseverance. So I'm trying to. So, let me
it's
see.
Not that uncommon, though. I've heard the word.
Well,
many
yes.
times.
Well, like, see, a commoner like me.
The average Joe, eh, Charlie?
That's right. I'm below average. I must tell you, listeners, loyal family of radio listeners, for all these years, as I prepare each day on the Morning Team Show, little did I know that every morning I've been taking great care and perseverance. I've been working assiduously every morning to bring you the Morning Team Show.
Yes, there you go. You worked it in.
Oh, how about that?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now for the math.
Okay.
Now do we have to take a chug of coffee every time Charlie says assiduously?
Yes.
That shouldn't be too often.
Oh, get ready. Now that I know and I like the word, look out. All right. So I had to assiduously do this math work here because I'm lousy at math too. So you're hearing the story about this now record-setting 20-year-old golden retriever in Tennessee.
Mm,
yeah. Yeah. It's a golden retriever now 20 years old, being hailed as the longest living dog of her breed, becoming the first on record to surpass the milestone age. The Golden Heart Golden Retrievers Rescue says that the dog August, affectionately known as Augie,
I would
is
say
believed
old
to
yeller.
Be the oldest, yeah, the oldest golden retriever ever. 20 years and 61 days. Now, of course, that's dog years. I wanted to know what it was in human years.
Oh, yeah. What, 160 or something like
well,
that?
Well, it used to be that the old...
It used to be seven per year. But
seven or eight.
But that's
yeah,
changed.
Okay. Yeah, it's changed.
So I had to look it up.
And it's different on the age of the dog, too.
Well, the American Veterinary Medical Association breaks it down, and this is the formula I used. The first year of a dog's life is 15, equated to human life.
Right.
The second year equals about 9 years. Then the years after that all equate to about 5 years. This dog is 20 years old. Okay, let's see. So 15 for the first year. 9 for the second. I got 24. Then if you have 18 years left and each equals 5, 5 times 18,
90.
So 90 and 24, I get 114 years?
Yeah.
Hey, I almost did that
he
in my
did
head,
that.
Too.
He did that assiduously. Did you notice that?
I did. I had to. 114 years old in human years for the 20-year-old golden retriever in Tennessee, Augie. How about that? Because the breed, it says, it usually has a lifespan of 10 to 12 years. This dog's reached 20.
Wow. Well, mm-hmm. Must have lived right, eh?
I don't know what this dog's eating, but I might want to try some of that.
Yeah, typically the bigger breeds don't live as long as the smaller breeds.
No, yeah. So, and this dog was even, it says, diagnosed with kidney issues at the age of 14, already above the average age, but managed with a combination of special food and dietary supplements to get past that. And the owners say the dog still seems to be very healthy.
How about that?
So, there you go. There's 20-year-old golden retriever, 114 in human years.